T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. We welcome in now Mark Menard, part of our WWL sports team. And, Mark, a tough one yesterday. They lose to the Pistons 105-103, and then they got the Bucks tomorrow in Milwaukee.
Yeah. How's the weather out there, guys?
Yeah.
It's not as fun talking about the Pelicans right now as it could be, that's for sure. So they had another chance to win a game last night, and they had another instance where they fell flat in the fourth quarter and ended up giving up a late lead, and once again showed that they are not quite sure how to close out a game. Derrick Rose went off on them. He had 21 points on the night. He had 17 of those 21 in the fourth quarter, including the game-winning jumper with 0.3 seconds left on the clock. So this is something that they have to figure out. They have to figure out how to close these games out and how to hold on to a lead and how to start racking up some wins, because when this losing streak started, they were a decently respectable 6-9. Now they've lost 9 in a row, and they're sitting at 6-18. And this is the kind of hole that traditionally they haven't managed to dig themselves out of when they start slow. And, you know, they've had years where they started off 0-7, 1-8, things like that. And they can never quite get themselves back into contention, even over the course of an entire year when that happens. And they were doing okay, and now they've lost 9 in a row. And now you have to start to wonder, is this team going to reach the expectation, even the meager expectations that I had for them at the end of the year, and are they going to be able to pull themselves out of this nosedive? It's because the schedule doesn't really lighten up here in the next few games. They have Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow night. That's going to be a nationally televised game on ESPN. And then they have the Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. They get Orlando on Sunday. That might be a bit of a reprieve. But it's not looking that great right now for them, unless they can figure out a way to get themselves, you know, some killer instinct and figure out a way to close these games out, because, you know, the team is the team. You know, they're going to get Zion Williamson back at some point here, but Alvin Gentry said it himself. Zion is not the cavalry. He's not coming in to save this team. He's a rookie that's going to have to learn how to play in the NBA first and foremost. And I think his learning curve will be fine, but, you know, we haven't seen him do it yet. So there's a lot of question marks for this team right now, and right now they're not finding a lot of answers.
Mark, the thing that puzzles me, you say, okay, how are you going to close out the game? Who's the closer? Could you look at what the Pistons did? And, you know, they had that closer. But who is the closer? Is it Ingram? I mean, he could score, but is he the closer? And I want you to comment on that, who you think it should be, whether Drew's the guy or that have to take it upon himself. And then the other thing, I think you got a hole, because, like I said, Pistons, Derrick Rose, you know, he's the closer. But even after halftime, okay, you go into halftime, you make adjustments. Isn't that on the coach that you come out struggling at the beginning of the third quarter?
Well, in terms of who's the closer, I think they want it to be Brandon Ingram. I think he's shown that, you know, he's got the talent to be able to do that, and he's been clutch. He was clutch early in the season, and for some reason that has kind of gotten away from him. And you have other guys on the team that have a little ice water in their veins, like J.J. Redick, but he's a long-range sharpshooter, and those shots aren't always going to fall. Even for the best shooters. So it needs to be a guy like Brandon Ingram, a guy who can create his own shot, a guy who can score almost at will at times, and he just needs to find that next level in himself and be able to put this team on his shoulders. And like I said, he did it a few times early in the season. I'm not sure where it went, but he needs to get it back.
Now, Mark, you didn't answer my question, though. What about coming out at halftime in the third quarter? Look, first quarter, winning 29-25. And then all of a sudden, we outscored the Pistons 24-22 the second quarter. In the third quarter, we get outscored 34-21. So that's not the first time the third quarter come out halftime. And I heard Coach Gentry kind of comment on that. He said, I don't know. What?
That's not good.
I mean, you're the coach.
And when he says, I don't know, I believe him because this is the problem that plagued them last year. This is not a new thing.
Well, that can't
happen. This is something that they've been dealing with for a long time.
How can that happen this long? And it be okay? It shouldn't be okay. I'm not saying Alvin Gentry's saying it's okay. I'm not saying you're saying it's okay. But that's a problem.
It is a problem, and it's something that they have never figured out how to fix here, you know, going back to last year. And I don't know if they need to change up their halftime routine. I don't know if they need to go run some sprints and get some adrenaline flowing and figure out how to get themselves up for the second half. I don't know, guys, because we've seen this continue on for so long, and I'm at a loss because they should be better. They should be better coming out of the half. They should be better than 6-18.
Mark, thanks for the time, man. Good stuff as always.
Happy to help.
All right, Mark. All right, Mark.
That's Pelicans Primer brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.